A foolish entreaty. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be thou like a roe or a young hart upon the mountains of Bether. Song of Solomon 2, verse 17. The fair one expresses her feeling of ownership. The virgins and daughters are not running after her beloved as speedily as she had hoped. They are lagging behind. Bether means depth, division, or separation. Her depth of love for him has caused a breach between her and all others. It is very painful to her. Knowing his wisdom and influence, she still hopes that he may be able by a fleet visit among the inhabitants to quell all friction and bring about full fellowship among all and to induce them to love and fellowship him even as she does. Is this not our photograph? Have we not cried to the Lord against separation? Have we not done our best to prevent it even by compromising in a way? Have we not sought to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace? Ephesians 4:3. How many of us have almost ordered the Lord to put an end to divisions? We well nigh felt cross at him for blessing those who were not going on with him with all their heart. But, beloved, we cannot righten the wrongs in Christendom. No matter how fleetly we leap upon the mountains of Bether, we cannot put down strife among God's people nor hinder divisions. The deeper we delve into the truth and become rooted in divine love, the wider the breach becomes between us and other saints. The more manifest to us become the subtlety, power, and shame of sectarianism. These conditions are here and will be here until our own beloved comes in person and puts down rule and authority and power. 1 Corinthians 15:24, both national and religious. We must learn to be content to say and mean it with all our heart, I am my beloved's and his desire is toward me. Song of Solomon 7, verse 10. I shall meet him in a moment. It may be as treading busy street with active, earnest pace, not looking for such grace, I shall behold his face. Some happy day, my Lord, and I shall meet. In a moment, perchance the sun will shine from sky of blue, or maybe winter's chill shall grip the vale and hill. What matter? I shall thrill with summer in my soul, my Lord to view. In a moment, it may be while alone on bended knee, the trumpet blast I'll hear, that its silvery chime so clear will drive away all fear, and I shall rise at his command to me. In a moment, the dream comes true, my Lord I greet, in scene of all things new, his face divine I view, more glorious than I knew, and my fellowship with him is there complete. Mary M. Bodie.